is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. 12 years since Katrina, water rising in Houston may teach new lessons. A teeny frog hopped out from under the dryer in our kitchen this morning to mark the 12th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and the wet water wonder world engulfing us today. It's still dark outside, though close to 9 in the morning, with a steady rain pouring since the pre-dawn from our share of Tropical Storm Harvey that continues to inundate the Gulf Coast and has turned Houston's bayous into small rivers and whole neighborhoods into lakes. The papers compare the differences and similarities between Harvey and Katrina. We had a record storm surge. They have a record rain that eventually may top 4 feet in some spots and has already equaled the average annual rainfall amount in others. Local 100 represents school workers, but the schools have all been closed and won't open until after Labor Day at best. We know from Katrina that some schools, as well as other public and private buildings, may be so damaged that it may be months, not days, before they reopen. Where I was supposed to stay tonight in Houston on my original travel schedule reports that they have electricity but no water, making it a campground of sorts. Chaco and I were going to catch our almost annual Houston Astros game tonight and tomorrow against the Texas Rangers, but that game is now being played in St. Petersburg, Florida at the Ray Stadium. All of my Houston work is now pushed to the end of next week when we hope everything has dried out and things are back to semi-normal. We know from Katrina, though, that the so-called new normal is simply an expression that things can never be as they were before. Hearing the New Orleans mayor report that one pump in the city caught on fire yesterday and has been taken offline, and trying to reassure the citizens here on the Katrina anniversary that we can handle 10 inches of water if it falls between Tuesday and Friday is hardly comforting. Of course, there is a but, as in, but if a rain ban, as they now call them, stalls over us, many areas are in trouble. The never normal is now coming to Houston, just as it did to New Orleans, but maybe there's a bigger difference than the papers have listed. Houston is not a majority African-American city, and it's a thriving economic engine throughout their metropolitan area, growing great guns. Land is worth more, and there's more wealth. New Orleanians saw that in response and welcome of the Houston population to our refugees in Katrina. Looking for a silver lining to this climatic catastrophe, perhaps Houston will marshal the will and resources to grab the bull by the horns and finally do something different to prepare for the next time, rather than refusing to learn or afford the lessons of this time. Breaking out of the denier mode and forging a new path would be a gift in Houston for all Texans, and for all the rest of us, it would also show the direction and force us to follow. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.